Okay, this is Chairman Brad Holton. I'm going to bring the meeting to order. We have a 10:30 agenda item, and it's going to be for fiscal 2027 budget workshop number 2 and general business. So it's a workshop and general business for this session with DSD. All right, take it away.
Commissioners, pleasure to be here. Rookie at the second budget hearing. Haven't done one of those before. That's fine. We'll concentrate on the budget first.
Okay.
If you got other questions for general business, we got time left. That's fine. But
perfect. All right.
So we were here last month, about 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
The end of May for our first budget hearing, where we presented our budget. We made projections on our revenue that were fairly educated guesses.
Uh-huh.
Not necessarily guesses. Educated, I say, in that we look at the revenue to date from the types of applications and or how many applications, basically, so that we could then project from that date forward to the end of September,
you know, right,
how many real applications we had hoped would follow that suit. And at that point in time, we were a little bit short of what we expected for this current fiscal year in the building side of things, but on the development side, the planning side, that was a lot ahead. Now, those don't even out because building is big. What we've done, we ran a year-to-date numbers as of today, and I appreciate Josh for doing that for me. And we're in better shape as we had hoped we would make up some ground.
Yeah.
So basically, we're about to start the last quarter of the fiscal year. Total revenues is still lagging $800,000. However, that's like 28% of our projection. We still have a quarter left.
Right.
We anticipate getting pretty close. Also, the planning is still, now it doubled. It's doubled what our projection was. It was like $134,000 to date, and now it's $258,000
or
$85,000, one or the other, something like that. And that, so you can see we've taken on in a lot of applications, and we're continuing to do that. And it's also building season. Those folks are trying to get building permits and get their builds done before at least wintered in,
right,
or dried in before the weather changes. So we're kind of hot and heavy across the board.
Right.
But what I will note, that sure, revenues are lagging just a little bit, but our expenses, we haven't spent 39% of our budget.
Wow, okay.
So that's, you know, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
We're trying to maintain, you know, fiscal responsibility with our expenses versus our revenue. So I think we're in on a good track. But we do keep track of our numbers from month to month. And we have even the statistics that you haven't seen for June per se, because it's been busy, they show that trend continuing. So, and we'll have July or June's next Wednesday on the 1st, we run those. So at our next DSD general business meeting, we'll run through both of those months with you and
okay,
illustrate how those have changed.
So procedurally, would it be okay if we do those numbers in June and have the discussion if there's any budget implications on that meeting? That way we don't have to create another meeting for...
Certainly.
Okay.
Certainly.
So, Diana, if you would make a note that we would agendize that general business meeting that's also touching on fiscal 2027 budget during that same meeting. Because we'll have those updated numbers, and
exactly,
it'll be on the record that why we're basing if we do
yeah, and
any
then the
changes.
Public can see them as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Chairman, sorry. No, go ahead.
Chairman, commissioners, based on the first budget hearing, instead of calendar year and my monthly report, I turned it into a fiscal year report, and that delta is closing where we're a little behind with building. So
perfect,
in the right direction.
Good.
Yep, Chairman. I wanted to ask if in the discussion for the next meeting, once we have some more of those numbers, we could talk about line 521212 and have a continued discussion on what that looks like. There was, I think that's still up in the air, and it will be dependent on what the revenues overall and compensation and capital projects, all of that looks like.
51212?
Yeah, 521212. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a bit, yeah.
Okay.
Payment numbers.
Yeah. Thank you. Because it looks like that for the planned or the last tentative discussion and the direction that was given, this is significantly underfunded for that. So I just wanted to have a bigger discussion.
Yeah, and I'd like to proceed with caution on that until we have a more dialed in estimate on there.
Okay.
My general feeling on that is rather than throw a number at it at budget time is to decide what direction we're going to go, how we're going to go about it, get the bids for said work,
mm-hmm.
and then come back and request a budget amendment that's specific to that at that time, rather than up in the air, throw our hands up at the moment.
Do we want to, I don't know if about today, but talk about this, you know,
And Chairman, I would be okay with talking about it in executive session. That's what it is pending litigation. But that's up to you and
but that's
Mr.
something
Brooks.
That we can also, since we're going to be the next general business meeting, DSD, is come back and look at all our statistics, revenues, and otherwise that we can pony that discussion into that.
Okay.
Rather than an executive session today, per se.
The officers here in the gallery, have you verbally been, has it been indicated to you that there is the potential of possible litigation over this?
I think based on history, sorry.
I would say just based on previous history and contact with the property owner, I would expect litigation.
Okay. Yeah, let's go into executive session for a second and discuss the potential or pending litigation about the implications of what this might do.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection D, for records exempt, and F, to discuss pending or likely litigation.
A second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Got to do roll call, so sorry. Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton? Yes. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed for time here for executive session.